Joining us now is a deep throat informant who was in the Mavericks locker room when Mark Cuban ordered the team to tank the final two games. We are disguising his voice through a digital generator so that we can protect his identity. Deep throat informant, thank you for your courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us what you saw last Friday when Mark Cuban gave the orders?
I was in the room when the Mavs were ordered to tank. But I am speaking to you in a state of fear. I fear Mark Cuban more than journalists fear the Saudi royal family.
All right, I don't know about that.
Mark ordered the tanking code red, and the players did not want to do it. It got violent.
Oh, no.
The team meeting started just like any other. Mark gathered the team in front of his own person and removed his shirt.
What?
To dance to an entire Taylor Swift album.
The whole album? And that's where every meeting starts.
Business as usual. Then, and only then, an out-of-breath Mark instructed Kyrie to come up to the front. Then, the Cubes went full Dalai Lama and instructed Kyrie to suck his tongue.
What? Okay. He would not.
Kyrie complied.
He did?
Oh, come
and
on.
And after an uncomfortable 7 minutes.
What? 7 minutes?
Of smacking sounds and darting eyes, Kyrie took his place in the audience. Mark said, thanks. You don't know how bad I needed that.
What?
What the heck?
Then he said, here is the plan. We will tank the remaining two games and then get the number one pick and draft Johnny Manziel. J-Kid pointed out the stupidity of Mark's plan, but Mark responded by taking off his tiara and winging it at Jason Kidd.
That's when it got violent.
The kid of Jason dodged the bejeweled crown, and it hit Theo Pinson right in the face. Then Dwight Powell got up and said, this is effing BS. And I'm gonna strangle you, Mark.
Wow.
With your own Beyonce bandana. And he lunged at Mark.
Oh, no.
Mark, sensing the lunge as well as seeing it, grabbed a china cabinet and threw it at Dwight Powell with Shark Tank-like energy.
Why do they have a china cabinet in the locker room?
Then Luca jumped in and threw Mark through a plate glass window.
Luca did that?
And Mark fell in slow motion to a conveniently placed dumpster 4 floors below.
Soft landing.
He then got out of dumpster and went to elevator and pressed F. We had to wait a full 15 minutes for him to get back up there to resume the fight.
Resume.
He jumped on Hardaway Jr.'s back, and Josh Green began hitting Mark's head with a palm frond. and threatened to get into a Twitter battle with him.
What kind of threat is that?
Hearing the phrase Twitter battle, Micah Parsons ran into the room.
Oh, yeah, he's always up for one of those.
But he tripped on March Lady Gaga mannequin and blew out his knee.
Oh, no.
Thus ruining the upcoming Cowboys season.
Oh, gosh.
Mark has ruined both the Mavs season and the Cowboys
oh,
season.
Oh, no. This is terrible news.
I cannot speak anymore. I'm
but Deep Throat, what about the
Deep Throat informant? Come back. What a
out.
Story.
That is amazing.